All right, welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. Today we are featuring the 1983 album from Stevie Ray Vaughan, Texas Flood. That would be Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble's debut album, and probably one of the best albums out there. Is ranked now number 4 greatest blues albums of all time, behind The Three Kings. And the next song I'm going to play is a song called Dirty Pool. And speaking of pool, always give us a hard time here in the office. We have a nice pool table in the office. But there's a disease running rampant in WVFF studios here called flat spotitis. And unfortunately, whoever walks in the door, they have something in their hand and they need to set it down somewhere. The pool table is the place to be. And every week I give it a grade, A to F. Usually it's, you know, pretty down there pretty good, C, D, or F. I think last week or week before I gave an epic fail because stuff was piled so high, I started to wonder if there's even a pool table under there. But I came into the office today on my way to the studio and I see it is 100% cleaned off. The cover is off. And not only do I give it a 100, I give it a 105 because it's clean. The balls are racked up. The cue ball's right there. It's ready to go. So, hey, I always say, come by the studio out here on Pumpkin Grove Lane and shoot a game of pool. Well, now we can actually do it. But you know what? Stevie Ray Vaughan plays Dirty Pool. Thank you.
I'm telling you one thing right now, little baby. I won't be the one to pay for your mistakes.
Dirty Pool, Steve Ray Vaughan, Texas Flood, 1983. And, you know, he was always good at playing at Anton's. You know, Anton's, the famous blues place down there in San Antonio. Not San Antonio, Austin, Texas. And, like I said, he was known as Jimmy's little brother. And one of his favorite acts that came through there was Albert King used to come through there and play. And Stevie was mesmerized by Albert King. And they kept bugging Albert to let little Stevie come up and play. And, of course, Albert, big man, not nice all the time. Who the hell's Stevie? And he says, Jimmy's little brother. Well, who the hell's Jimmy? Well, they figured out. He got him up there. And he's probably the biggest influence on Stevie Ray Vaughan was Mr. Albert King. And if you don't believe that, listen to the title track of the album right here, Texas Flood. This got Albert King all over it. Thank you. There's Texas Flood, the title track from the Texas Flood album. Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble's debut album in 1983. And that has got Albert King wrote all over it. And unfortunately, Stevie Ray Vaughan passed away, and I think it was 89 or 90. So you think about it, in a period of 6 or 7 years, he recorded about 5 or 6 albums. All of them pretty much went gold, Grammy nominations, Grammy wins. He came in like a firestorm, and he went out just as fast. Paved the way for a lot of guys, you know, the resurgence of the blues. Eric Clapton came in on it. Buddy Guy, Robert Cray. And about them three guys, the last night Stevie Ray Vaughan played live was in Alpine Valley, Wisconsin. It was a Fender show, and it was Eric Clapton. It was Buddy Guy. It was Robert Cray. And Stevie Ray Vaughan went on last. And it was a wonderful show. And there's pictures of it, and all the three guys with a lot of photo ops and everything, and just four of the greatest musicians ever to play the blues. Well, they're all staying in Chicago, so it's time for everybody to go, and everybody left on separate helicopters. Stevie Ray Vaughan got on one that unfortunately flew into the side of a mountain and ended his life instantly. And just as fast as Stevie Ray Vaughan burst onto the scene, he was gone, just like that. And what a shame it was. You know, they always ask, what might have been? What would he have done next? You know, he went through a lot of things. He went through some substance abuse problems. And his best album ever, really, in my opinion, was his last album when he got 100% clean. And he was just at the top of his game. And I don't know. Maybe that's the way to go when you're on top. Just like that. Boom. 1 minute you're here, 1 minute you're not. But hey, what a wonderful musician. Unfortunately, that's it for this week's show. I can't thank you enough for listening. Hey, but next week, we'll be right back with some more blues. Same bat channel, same bat time. This is Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.